Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, y'all, I'm sorry that the sound went off. That's actually the reason I played the intro, make sure the sound was coming through. So I don't know when it went off, but I am so sorry, and I don't know why this computer does this. Let me click on somebody here to make sure you're hearing me. Michelle, are y'all hearing me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. How long did y'all hear the song? How long has it been off?
I didn't hear the song at all.
Okay. Well, fooey. Okay. All right. I'm going to mute you again then. Well, I'm sorry, y'all. I played a beautiful song. I wish y'all had heard it. And I don't know why my computer is doing this. It seems to be doing it pretty often. Anyhow, I'm going to start this little message over. I'll try to cut it short since we've lost quite a bit of our time. But What I did say is that if y'all didn't hear it earlier, this is my first night, the first program for my new place, and we've been staying here for 13 tonight's 13 nights, and we're thrilled to be here. We are still going back and forth to our old place every morning to feed the cows and the horses, so it takes a big part of out of our day every day, and we're up before daylight, so quite a challenge, but. What I wanted to talk about tonight, just briefly now since I've lost time, is about things that can hinder our prayers. We must watch how that we conduct ourselves. We can believe the word, we can pray the word, we can read the Bible, we can stand in faith, we can quote the word, but there are things in life that can hinder our prayers. And let me go back here. And I had to answer Randy right quick. In First Peter, it starts out talking about wives, how they are to be with their husbands. It says, wives, in the same way, submit yourselves to your own husbands so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over by the words, by the behavior of the wives, and when they see the purity and reverence of your life. You know, your life will always be a bigger witness to someone, honestly, than even the things that you say. How you conduct yourself, you know, are you, you know, do you control your temper? Are you honest in your dealings? Do you, even in times of favor, do you receive it with grace? Do you give grace to others when they're out of order? You see, moving down, I'm going to move down because here it says, husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the grace of your life, so that blessing hinders your presence. See, that's the part I want to get to. You know, the word talks about where there is envy and strife, there is every evil word. And I'm going to say, just recently, I'm going to bring up the names, but there was an older couple that we bought something from and had them deliver it recently.
And I could tell, you know, sometimes you can just tell by the way people dress and their hair and things, and lack of, that they appeared to be probably, you know, at any cost or something like that. You know, I would just say that more than likely come out of a spirit-filled type church. Seemed like they had talked about church and things like that. But I noticed in just watching them unload and work together how that the demeanor of the man seemed to kind of talk down to them, you know, particularly in our presence. And I'm not talking about anything real brash and ugly. I'm talking about just a demeanor that you could pick up, kind of a controlling, kind of snappy, kind of, you know, pushy kind of thing. And it made me think, I can remember, you know, my parents fought quite a bit, not physically, but, you know, my parents growing up, particularly after I got up, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old, there was quite a bit of fussing carried on in the home. And it was real upsetting. And, you know, I thought, Lord, you know, I can look at people that love God and people that believe in the word, people that know how to that believe in healing, and many of them have seen miracles, have experienced great breakthroughs. But I think, Lord, how much more so could there have been victory in their lives and changes in their lives had there not been the strife and the contention in the marriage? You know, and I have to say, this wouldn't even have to be just with married couples, even though I think that married couples is a prime example of spiritually there one, and where where the unity is, there's such power when it comes to prayer. You know, you could see that with siblings or even on the job, but where there's unity and love, and then there's prayer, I think we can see such tremendous things. I'm going to go on with this. It said, moving on down, and this is in 1 Peter 3, it said, finally, all of you, be like-minded, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. Oh, wow. So many times that we run across that. That someone's talking about us, someone spouts off to us, but it's totally undeserved many times. Boy, isn't it easy to want to spout back, to give them a piece of our mind, or even to call somebody on the carpet when we've heard what they've been doing. And I'm not saying that the Lord won't sometimes tell us, but there is always a way to do it. He said, on the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. Wow. Our inheritance from the Lord. For whoever would love life and seek good days must keep your tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. Well, I promise you, if you have peace around your life, you have to pursue it. It doesn't just happen. Don't we all know that? It seems like so many times that turmoil and contention and strife can be all around us. And we have to seek and pursue peace. And for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. It says his ears are attentive to our prayer. When we're seeking peace, we're pursuing peace, for the Lord is against those who do evil. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? Even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Wow. So even if we suffer, even if people treat us wrong, when we've done the right thing, I'll raise my hand to that. Said, you are blessed. We're blessed because we're his, not because of anything wonderful that we've done. We're blessed because we're his. But in obedience and in seeking God's way, in seeking the heart of God and how he would have us go about things. There's a blessing. And it says, even if it's our inheritance, do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their sin. For it is better if it is God's will to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. And I'll just stop right there. Bless it just because of the time constraint. But I just become, you know, when I saw that the other day, and I could kind of tell just from their demeanor, I said, nothing about that are made as my son. And I thought of different ones I knew that had a lot of contention, a lot of pressure in their home, a lot of contention. You know, so many of those that had great need and prayers, you know, so many prayers that the Lord was supposed to do. And I think, Lord, how many times in my life, in others' lives, have our prayers been hindered in and around our lives?
You know, how many times have we had prayers, the answers delayed because we allowed strife and contention? Because even in those cases where we were trying to do good, and we're trying to walk before the Lord and we're attacked. You know, did we attack back? Something to think about, isn't it? So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for helping us. Lord, making us aware. Lord, helping us to know when we need to change. Lord, that just open our eyes, God, and help us, Lord, to walk in peace and in unity. And Lord, even if there's those that refuse to be at peace with us, Father, that you'll show us how to approach that, that you'll show us how to walk through that and how to walk through it with grace and humility, Lord, so that we come out victorious on the other side, Lord, that we be pleasing to you. The Word says there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. I would have to pull up the scripture to say it exactly. That's somewhat my words, but Lord, you know. God knows. We want to avoid anything that would hinder our prayers. Well, tonight, like I said, I lost quite a bit of time when the sound went off. I thought tonight that I would, as I write down numbers and stuff, that I would play one of my own songs. I believe that it will let me play it through the computer. It's a song named Storm Song, and there's so many tonight. The ones of us that are, you know, watching the weather storms. The people that are watching for the fires. There are people that are going through COVID. There are people that are watching the war, you know, and the things abroad and wondering, you know, what's going to happen here. There are a lot of storms tonight, aren't there? There are a lot of things going on in people's lives. But, you know, in the midst of it all, we know that we have a protector. We have a Lord and a God that loves us and is watching over us. And this song is about, in the midst of the storm, God gives us a song. He'll put a song in our hearts, a song of victory. He'll give us a song of knowing that we're protected and that we're loved, a song that we can trust the Lord in the middle of all of it. We can trust him. So let me play this tonight while I write down numbers, and then I'm going to take callers.
Lord, you
In the midst of the storm, he gives us a song. But Lord, I thank you for each and every one tonight. Father, I just ask a blessing over their lives. Lord, I ask that you prepare our hearts to receive, Lord, that faith will be built. Lord, I thank you for breakthroughs, for healings. And Lord, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for the voice of the Lord. Lord, we treasure you, and we love you, and we thank you, and Lord, we honor you tonight. And Lord, our dependence and our trust is wholly and fully in you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my first caller tonight, 910-709. How is Miss Sylvia tonight?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling quite a bit better. I actually hadn't been feeling bad. I had just kept the cough. The cough wouldn't go away. And finally realized quite a bit that because we were still in the other house where the carpenters were working and all of the dust and just everything, I was just getting so much of that was part of it. So anyhow, I noticed an immediate change. when we moved, and then finally the other day went and got an antibiotic, and it helped a bit. Still coughing a little bit, but by and large, I'm doing way, way better. So praise Jesus.
That's great.
Yeah. So how are you doing?
Well, I joined you with the antibiotics. I'm on some as well.
You know what? Sometimes
sometimes
things just get flared up, and we just need one, and that's okay. You know, God uses all sorts of things, and sometimes it's just natural stuff, you know, that he uses.
Amen.
So, let's pray for you tonight, Father. I thank you for Sylvia, and Father, I thank you, Lord. It's like I immediately started to hear the word long, like longevity, but the way I sensed it was in that ability to hang in there, that
Amen.
Ability to just keep on keeping on, that ability to just keep hanging tough regardless of what that tenacity, that hang on, you know, that grab, like I said, hang on, dig in your claws, dig in your toenails, your fingernails, and hang on. But I heard it as longevity. And longevity was kind of the word I heard. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the strength that you've given Sylvia, Lord, that tenacity and that bulldog attitude, Lord, to hang in there and hang on and keep believing and keep trusting, Lord. And Father, that your word says to keep knocking. Those that knock and keep knocking, they knock and it shall be opened. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the opening. Lord, I thank you, Father, that as we keep knocking, even as the widow woman that continued to knock, that continued to like pester the king, you know, for the provision for her sons, and yeah, Lord, that finally he was like, "What do you want? You know, give her what she wants." And Lord, we thank you that you're not like that, Lord. It's your heart, it's your good pleasure to give us the kingdom, but Lord. Father, you do. You allow us to be stretched. You allow us for our faith to be built, for our Lord, just to be strengthened in the battle, because the, you know, just like in the natural, our muscles are built. You know, as we work out, it's that resistance to our muscles that causes them to be built up. So it is in the spiritual realm too. It's that that resistance to the enemy, that resistance to difficulty in life, it's that keep pressing and keep pushing, and our faith is built and our expectancy is built, and the ability to keep hanging on and keep pressing in, we're strengthened in those areas as we're stretched. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've done a mighty work. I hear a mighty work that you have done in Sylvia, a mighty work, Lord, that you have done in her, Lord, in her faith and in her ability to expect change, and in her ability to even like encourage herself in the Lord, Father. And Lord, we always thank you for the others that encourage us, Lord, those at church and friends and different circles that we're around, Lord, where we're encouraged, or we go to good meetings, Lord, and we're encouraged in the Lord. But Lord, we thank you for that ability that even when there's no one around, Lord, that your word within us and the Spirit of God within us, that It is like David, that sometimes we encourage ourselves in the Lord, Father, with your help. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, that Lord, how that you've taught Sylvia even how to do that. Lord, how to reach into your word, how to get before you in prayer and in worship, Lord, and to be encouraged by you, how to encourage herself in you with the word. And, Father, I just thank you for that. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you withhold no good thing from those that diligently seek you. Lord, you withhold no good thing. Father, I thank you for being that you are pleased with Sylvia, and, Lord, that you are pleased with Lord, how that she's growing in you and how that she has been diligent. So, Lord, I just speak a blessing over her life. I speak a blessing over her health. Father, I thank you that you are a rewarder of those that diligently seek you. Father, I thank you. I thank you for Sylvia's reward. Lord, and not just in one area, Lord, but in many areas. That it's not a single-time reward, but, Lord, that we're rewarded and rewarded and rewarded and blessings and blessings and blessings. Lord, that it's many times over. Many times over, Lord, that you pour into our lives good things. Many times over, Lord, that you shower blessings. Many times over, Lord, that you bring answers to prayer. So, Lord, we bless you. We thank you. And, Lord, I just speak that blessing over Sylvia's life, the reward of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I needed that encouragement tonight. I was at the emergency room yesterday.
And you were at the what?
Emergency room at hospital yesterday. And when he said longevity, it's like, I don't know, I feel like I was attacked. And it was just, I went to the hospital, just so many things that was wrong. And, you know, sometimes you don't. Back in the winter, I had a sinus infection, and I think I told you I got ready to get up off the bed. And my neck popped, and it went all down my spine. And I remember I told you I stayed laid up for a while. So then yesterday, all of a sudden, it just comes back. The pain had left, then it came back, and then I started having heart palpitations with them, and it was just like everything just happened. I knew it was an attack because the Lord has been using me to pray for people to be healed, and he was healing them. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I just woke up, and it was like they found five things wrong. But thank God. I called some saints and, you know, they prayed for me at the hospital, and I walked out with an antibiotic. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
After the, they couldn't find anything after that. But today, you know, it's like, you know, I'm feeling a little bad, but it's no big deal. You know, I've been here before, and I can, you know, fight through it again.
Yeah. You know, we get that sometimes. The enemy retaliates, a spirit of retaliation when we're moving forward with the Lord and doing things to obey God. And he loses. And the devil is lost.
Amen. Yes.
Keep pressing forward with God and seeing victory after victory. And
so if you think about me next, when you do your prayer at home, and anyone on the line, just pray for me. A lot of chronic pain and nerve damage in my body.
Yeah. Well, Father,
but
we just come against all pain. Yeah, we come against all pain in Jesus' name, Lord, that Jesus bore our pain and sorrows. He bore our pain and sorrows, and by his stripes we were healed. Father, just speak it over Sylvia now, Lord, that pain has no place in her body. In Jesus' name. Girl, I'll do it.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Thank you.
It's good to get to be here with y'all tonight. I didn't know. Luckily, we haven't had real bad winds here yet. I mean, we've had wind, but it's not. They had said we could have as much as 80-mile-an-hour winds. And I thought, I don't know what kind of connection I'll have because I have to use my phone as a hotspot out here. And sometimes you get enough bad weather that it can be hard to even have a signal or power go out and stuff. So anyhow, I didn't know for sure how it would work tonight, but praise God, even though I don't know what the thing is that my sound goes away. I have not figured out what, because it does that pretty regular. And I don't know how that's, anyhow, I don't know what's happening there. Somehow it's interacting with my phone. Anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, have a good week, girl, and good to talk to you, and I will talk to you again
you
later.
You too.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye. God bless.
You need a quick drink? All righty. 205-531. How is Mr. Greg tonight?
Hello?
Did I get the right one? Yep.
This is Julie May from Alabama.
Okay. Wait a minute. That's weird. I clicked on. Okay. Okay. The thing moved. Greg was right above you, I guess, and it moved and I clicked. That's all right. I'll get Greg on the next time. Well, how are you, Julia May?
Just fine.
It's just wild around here, I'll tell you what.
Yes, it is.
Between the computers and the phones and the storms and everything else, it's like loud.
Yeah. Yeah, because like I said, you went mute and Silver and text me. I said, no, I don't hear nothing. Phone just like Wednesday.
That, like I said, that's why I played the intro song that Randy does, because it lets me know that the sound is coming through, and it played, and I thought, okay, I'm good, you know.
Nope.
Nothing blinked on the computer, so I went on, and the next thing I know, I'm getting text messages from Randy, and he even tried to call through, which I didn't take his call anyway. I did text him back. But anyhow,
yeah.
Lord, I don't know what's happening here. Well, Father, let me pray. But Father, I just thank you for Julia, my Father, and I thank you, Lord. Even, Lord, for her ability, Father, to laugh in the middle of storms. Lord, even for the ability of Julia May to laugh in the enemy's face. Woo, that makes me mad. Father, I thank you, Lord, that she's able to see the humor in it. Father, I thank you, Lord, that she's able to see the goodness of God and recognize the goodness of God and the victory of the Lord in the midst of turmoil, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that's a victory call. That's a victory sound. That is a victory sound. When we are able to laugh in the face of adversity, when we're able to laugh in the face of the enemy, oh, how that angers him. Lord, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, Lord, that there's strength. There is strength in our joy. There is strength in our laughter. There is strength in our ability to rest and relax, even in the midst of things that go on around us. Father, and once again, I said this scripture earlier. I don't know if y'all heard it or not now, but that the scripture in quietness and confidence is our strength. In quietness and confidence is our strength. When we're able to relax and to laugh in the middle of things going on, it brings a strength. It brings a healing to our bodies even. You know, when we're stressed out and we're worried and we're hollering and we're fussing or we're complaining, it actually releases bad chemicals in our body and can bring about more sickness. It can bring about, you know, high blood pressure and all kinds of things, just bad things in our body. But when we're able to relax and laugh and rest in the Lord, it not only makes our mind, brings a peace of mind to us and a peace to our heart, but it physically allows our bodies to heal. It physically helps healing to come forth. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have done such a wonderful work in Julia May. And Lord, Father, in the midst of all the storms that she has faced and has shared, even, Lord, even held up the arms of others around her, Lord, even when it wasn't her personal storm, Lord, how that she has held up the arms of others, Lord, how that she has interceded, how she has stood in the gap for others, Lord, and she has taken their storms at times and made it her own just from the love of God, the love of Christ that's in her heart. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing forth provision that they would need in any part of their lives, Lord, any kind of lack, any type of, any place in life where it just seems like things are a little tight, you know, things are a little tight, Lord, that you would bring forth an abundance in their life. Lord, Father, you said that that we would not, oops, like I dropped my phone, that we would not suffer lack. Father, it said that, Lord, you've never seen your children begging bread. But, Lord, there's another scripture, Julia, it said those that, and I think this can be in more ways, but it said those that, this computer, those that give to the poor, those that basically, you know, the ones that we help others, that we give to the poor, that we mm-hmm. lend, that we're helping others, that we would never suffer lack. I would have to look up all the scriptures. I've got so many distractions going on here between dropping the phone and the computer bleeping at me and stuff that it's a little hard. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that as Julia May has poured out, the word says as we refresh others, and whether that's praying for them, encourage them, that can be fixing a meal for them, that can be carrying them to the doctor, mm-hmm. That can be cleaning their house. It can be any number of things. But the word says that when we refresh others, that we ourselves mm-hmm. refresh. Girl, I just think that could be your scripture right there. That as we
mm-hmm.
as you have refreshed others, that you yourself will be refreshed. Father, I thank you for that, for Julia May. Lord, in all those areas that she has given out, that she has sown into the lives of others, that she has done the work of the Lord, Father, that she herself will be refreshed, that when she has fixed meals for others, Lord, that you will provide for her. Lord, as she has prayed for others, that others will be praying for her. Lord, that when she has stood by the bedside of those in the hospital and has talked to doctors, Lord, that in every way, Lord, that those blessings will come back multiplied back to Julia May, Lord, because she has sown. And Lord, she has sown good fruit. She has sown for an abundant harvest and for a good harvest. So, Father, I just speak a blessing over Julia May, Lord, and that as the word says, that she's blessed coming in, she's blessed going out, and everything that she puts her hands to is blessed. Lord, that she will see the blessing and favor of God on her life in all the areas, Lord, that she has reached out and has been the hand of the Lord extended to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anything you wanted to share tonight, or anything in particular you want to pray about?
No, just continue to pray for like I said, just pray for our sister, brother, Christ, and people in Ukraine. You know, if things find my niece, she about the same, but she experienced some pain, so I don't know what that mm-hmm. is, but, you know. She, you know, like I said, she hasn't waken up since August, but now she's experienced a lot of pain. Not my niece, my niece-in-law, my nephew, wife. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just pray that the Lord will reveal what the root of that,
mm-hmm.
so that can be remedied and fixed to find out what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think everybody in America and probably all over the world, that their hearts are hurting for everyone in the Ukraine and all that's going on there. And it's hard to understand a lot of that, even the depth of, you know, bombing children's hospitals and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even fathom that kind of thing. But, Lord, we just ask that you help them, God. I know we are in the end times, and things are lining up according to the
mm-hmm.
Bible for Christ
mm-hmm.
to come back. And this is probably just the beginning of some of the things that we're going to witness.
Right.
Well, okay, girl. Well, you have a good week. It was good to get to talk to you and pray with you. And I just hope you have a blessed week, sweetie.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let me try this again, Greg.
502-548. Hello, Jeannie.
Hi. I finally got you.
How are you?
You were actually second in line, and then when Sylvia hung up, the screen moved. And but that's okay. Yeah, weather still got you, and all is good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm here with my friend Jennifer.
Oh, good. Okay, is Jennifer wanting prayer tonight too, or is she just listening? Or?
She's right here with me for prayer for both of us.
Okay. Excuse me. Well, let's pray for, I tell you what, I'm going to pray. I'll pray for Jennifer first. Did Jennifer want to talk to me for a minute, or she just want prayer?
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Jennifer.
How are you?
So how are you tonight, sweetie? You have anything on your heart tonight that you want specific prayer about, or just prayer?
Just prayer.
Okay. Father, I thank you for Jennifer, Father, and Lord, I thank you, God. Lord, I thank you that I'm hearing the word initiated. But I hear it, the way I'm feeling it is like, you know, that something has begun, that God, you know, that something has been initiated, something has begun in your life. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have initiated, Lord, a move within Jennifer's life. I just sense like God has put like a new hunger in your heart. He's put like a new interest. I won't say a new, that's not the right word. Like a delving into, like a new search in your heart for the truth of God, of what's real, a new depth of searching for truth, a new depth of like your eyes, like you're seeing things, and you know the word talks about rightly dividing the word of truth, that you're seeing things, that you're saying, okay, that's not real, or this is deception, that there's just a real dividing going on in your heart, like a God really opening your eyes to what's deceitfulness, what's not real, what is real, what's put on, what's fake, and that there's a just like a new initiation of a search, a new initiation of that hunger for truth in your heart of I want to know what's really going on. I want to know what's really truth. Can I trust this? Can I believe in this? God, what is you and what is not you? Just that search for truth, and that God is behind that. It feels in my heart like that initiative that God has drawn you to that even. And I sense like a discerning in you, like you have kind of a strong, some people would call it intuition. I don't, you know, I know there is women's intuition and such, but I call it more of a discerning, that there's a pretty strong discerning in you. And that is a gift from the Lord, an ability to kind of see through the fog or see through the facade of things, that you have a strong sense of discernment in you, that you're able to kind of see through the fake, that you're able to say, something's off here, something's not right here, this, you know, and whether it's people or whether it's situation, that you're very sensitive to pick up on things. And I also sense that at times you have doubted yourself in that, and I would just hear the Lord say that don't doubt yourself, because many times it's the Lord that is speaking to you and helping you, keeping you from harm or keeping you from wasting time in things because sometimes into our natural eyes, whether it's a person or whether it's a situation, it will look like it's good. It will think, well, you know, everything looks on the up and up, but on the inside in your spirit, you're getting that, something's not right here. And I think we all at times doubt ourselves when we don't see something that we can actually just put our hands on and say, okay, that's a liar. This is when it's just that feeling inside our gut or that feeling in our heart. Sometimes we will doubt ourselves, particularly if everybody else around is saying, no, they're straight up. They're a good guy. They're a good girl. Or, no, this is a great situation. But listen to that inward witness that's in your heart. God gave you that. And I just sense that as that develops, it's going to be even stronger, that is a gift from the Lord. That is a gift from God. But it will sharpen. It will get stronger. And it will keep you from harm many times. And also, it works the other way, too, that when something is really good, it doesn't just work in the negative. It works in the positive, too, that you have that inward witness of this is something that's good and that many blessings can come out of that. God can keep us from harm, but he can also lead us into blessings through that. But, Lord, I just speak a blessing over Jennifer. Father, I thank you, Lord, for answering her questions in the search for truth. And, Lord, I thank you for that that gift of discernment, Lord, that you strengthen her discernment, and, Lord, you help her to know that when it's you speaking to her and it's when it's you leading her, Lord, and not just her mind and not just her emotions and not just without somebody said, Lord, that she began to trust Spirit of God within her, that she began to trust your voice and that she's hearing your voice more and more. In Jesus' name, amen. And Greg,
amen.
Father, thank you. I thank you, Father, for Greg. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for, Lord, the joy that he is to others. Lord, his heart to share, his heart, excuse me, his heart to witness to others. Lord, that Greg also is one that at times, and I'm not going to say now, but at times, you know, that we go through that at times we all have had our times of being a doubter. We've all had the times that we were doubting Thomas. We've all had the times that we questioned, is this legit? Is this real? And Greg, I sense in you that there have been times in the past that, and I'll say it like this, that you stood afar off and you watched and you listened. And I think men tend to be a little bit more the type of like, I think most of us women can be a little bit more, I think, led by our emotions or a little bit more in tune sometimes, where a lot of times men will say, I want to see, show me, you know, who you really are. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have shown Greg. Lord, you have shown Greg your faithfulness, and you've shown him your truth. You have shown him, Lord, many times how you have moved in his life. Lord, you've shown him, he's seen the movement of God in other people's life. But Lord, I thank you that you are revealing yourself to Greg in a greater way than he's ever known. And Lord, Greg, I just sense like a delight in your heart. The things of God, that God is opening up to you and that he is showing you, I just see it bringing great delight and great joy to your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for that joy and that feeling that I really can trust God. I really can trust him. And it is all about trusting God. And, yes, it's wonderful in life to have people that we can trust too. And I will say, we all know this, they're few and far between. But there are still good people out there. There are people that are led by God. But the main thing is that we can trust God. We can trust him. And he'll lead us and he'll guide us. The word says he'll lead us into all truth. And Lord, I thank you, Father, as Lord, even as you've proven yourself to Greg and are proving, Lord, that he is stepping into like a new realm, stepping into a new realm of faith, a new realm of understanding. And Father, Lord, as he lets some of those walls down and some of those hesitations are gone. And Lord, as you just wash them away, Father, he's going to see an increase in his faith. Lord, he's going to see prayers answered. Greg, I see you laying hands on people. I see you taking people by the hand and praying with people and seeing answers to prayer. I see you leading people to the Lord. And I don't know if there's just people on the street or what. I see you standing there holding people by the hand and putting your hand on their shoulders and praying with people and seeing breakthroughs, seeing people's hearts change and leading people to the Lord and talking to people about the things God has done. And it just being a blessing in your life and a blessing in other people's lives. And I don't know if you do that now or not, but even if you do, I see it increasing. I see the joy of the Lord coming into your life in a greater way, in a greater faith, in a greater expectancy, and just that trust in God, that trust in knowing that God is hearing you and that that you're in relationship with him as your father, as your father. There were many years, since I was a child, I believed in God. But I have to say, my father in the natural was a fairly, fairly harsh person. He was pretty rough. He didn't beat us or anything like that, but he was pretty rough. And I didn't have a lot of trust. And it took me a long time, even way up into adulthood, to finally really think of God as not just God, but as Daddy God, as Abba Father, as Father, and that fatherhood feeling of, oh, I can crawl up in his lap and I can lay my head on his chest and I can trust him and I can run to him and leap up into his arms. That kind of relationship with Father God, and not just God over the universe. And he is that. But see, we have a personal relationship, and it's that father and son and father and daughter. I just see that growing in your life and increasing in your life, and it really affecting your faith, it really affecting the joy in your life, your walk with the Lord, your trust in the Lord, and your ability even to trust God for others. So, Lord, I just speak a blessing over Greg, too, Lord, and over his walk with you, Lord, and the things that you're developing in him. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 God is
you're
good.
You're right on.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, because I don't know anything, but God does.
That's a fact.
So, Greg, do you pray for people now, or is that something that?
I do, not a lot. Just people
mm-hmm.
I'm really, really close to. Jennifer's been the beneficiary of that a lot here lately, but. Yeah.
He's laid his hands on me twice this week for migraines, and they went away.
No, praise God, praise God. Well, I just see that increasing in you, Greg. And I see you becoming pretty bold with it. I mean, like praying for people on the street and that kind of thing. So, praise the Lord. Well, that's awesome. Well, did y'all have anything in particular you're wanting prayer about?
Direction.
No, that's all of us, yeah. Okay, well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding Jennifer and Greg. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for putting the knowing, sharpening our knower, Lord, that when we're seeking you for direction, Lord, that we have that peace, that just as the word says, that we'll hear a voice behind it that says, here's the way, walk in it. Lord, that we have that confidence, Lord, that... they will have the confidence, Greg, to vote, that they'll have that confidence in their heart that they're hearing you, and Lord, that the peace of God that is our God, that's what we can trust in. Lord, that even when we feel unsure, that peace will be there about a decision, Lord, that will help us to know, okay, this is the right thing. This is the right thing. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for sharpening that within them, Lord, and causing them to know that they know that they know that they are hearing you and walking in the way that you have chosen for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
There's something about that knowing that you know that you know, let me tell you.
Yep. Yep. There's been times that, you know, in my own life that was the only way that I would really know that I was doing the right thing is that peace, you know. If at some point in time I've prayed about it, about a situation, and I felt the peace of God later on, even if things were going on where that my peace was disturbed, I could always go back and say, nope, I felt the peace of God on this. I know this is right. And sometimes I have to do that, you know, because as situations around us sometimes develop, it can cause us to get anxious or to get worried about things. But if you have felt the peace of God about it, you always go back and say, no, when I prayed about this and I felt the peace of God, even though situations are going on now that are bothering me, I know that I heard. So absolutely, to know that you know that you know is huge. Oh, anyhow, well, if nothing else, then I'm going to move on. I've got several more callers yet tonight. But I
appreciate
you guys holding so long, even when there was no sound on there. And Jennifer, it was good to get to talk with you tonight and to get to pray with you.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Oh, you're more than welcome, sweetie. Well, you too be blessed, and I will talk to you again.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Good night. All right. 402-214. How is Miss Sharon tonight?
Hi, Jeannie. I'm glad to talk to you.
Thank you for texting Randy and letting me know that the sound had gone away. I was shocked that it had gone away this time, because sometimes the computer kind of blink. It'll just do a blink real quick, and I'll know something's happened, and it didn't do that tonight, so I had no idea.
Right. Well, that's what I thought. So I did it early, because before, you know, kind of sat for a long time. Then I hung up and called back because I wasn't sure, is it me? You know, but it still wasn't working.
It seems to do this a lot, and I really don't understand why. It almost seems like, in some way or another, that my phone is interfering with the studio, because it's almost like it switches to my phone. I don't know how that would happen, but it's weird. I never know, there's nothing outwardly that I can know that it's happened unless someone fixed. So thank you for fixing, Randy.
You're welcome. I'm glad you had it fixed. So you are in your new place?
We've been here tonight is, we've been here 13, or spending the night, we've been here 13 days today, or this would be the 13th night. We are, the horses and cattle are still at the other place, which is an hour and a half away, so every morning we're up like at 5 o'clock and driving all the way over there to tend to things and to, you know, talk to carpenters that are working in that place, so it's fairly tiring, but will be worth it.
That's what I was going to ask you. Are you happy in the new?
I'm happy. I'm tired at times. You know, we get pretty tired, but I'm absolutely happy. Glad when we get to the other side of all of this. But you know, it's wonderful. Father. I thank you for sharing. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for her, and I thank you, Father, for her understanding heart. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've given Sharon a heart, Lord, that she has a compassionate heart. Lord, she has a heart that even when she doesn't with her mind understand people and situations with them sometimes, Lord, that she has a heart to understand and be compassionate, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Father, Sharon, like your person that you like to try to figure things out. I think most of us do, but I just see that like into that you try to put two and two together so that it would come out for four. You know, you try to put all of them together so that things will make sense to you, because it gives you a sense of peace when you're like, okay, if I can put all this together where it makes sense to me, then I feel better about it. And my husband is a whole lot like that. I'll have to say I'm not quite as much of, I tend to be a little bit more right-brained or whatever, however they put it.
Right.
But
it's not working.
It doesn't. Not really.
Because, I keep trying.
With the Lord, so many things, you know, things don't always make sense where God is concerned.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing in the Bible that we ever go back and we read that, quote, makes sense. Because he's a supernatural God, and he's a God that just goes above and beyond all that we can ask or think.
Right.
Though with everyday life, it is good to be able to, you know, logically and sensibly be able to put things together, because it just helps life go a little smoother at times. But it just really doesn't, that kind of stuff, sometimes it can be a hindrance where our walk with the Lord is concerned and the things of God. Because that's just not how God works. No, he's not a God ever that we can figure him out or that we can put two to two together and say, okay, this, I got it. He's never going to be. He's never, ever been, nor ever will be that kind of God. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for working in Sharon's heart. And, Lord, I just thank you for, Lord, even her ability, Lord, to have a sense of humor with all of the things that goes on. But, Lord, that as he at times say, let go and let God, Lord, that even at times, Lord, that you're showing her how to set her mind aside and her reasoning aside and just accept the goodness of God. To just throw those arms open wide and just believe God for the supernatural. Believe God for God's intervention in things and just say, God, I may not understand this, but God, I know that you're working. I may not understand it all. I may not, it may not make any sense to me at all, God.
see God work. See God work in your kids. See God do things that you like. Boy, I didn't see that coming out. I don't know, God. I don't know how you did this, Lord, but you did it.
Yeah.
Sharon, I just sense this. I just sense this so strong, Sharon, that God, as, you know, as you just throw some of those things down at times and just, God, I trust you and I thank you. God, I believe you. God, I believe your word. And not in a, I'm going to believe God, but in a restful way. In a, God, I just drop everything and I just hand it to you. And I just thank you, God, that I can trust you and I don't have to worry with this. I don't have to figure this out. I don't have to make the pieces of the puzzle come together, God, because the puzzle's in your hand. And watch God work. Watch God work. And I just see it being such a rest and such a joy to you and you being shocked at times at what God does. You know, he really doesn't need our help. He really doesn't need our help. I've had God at times, things I'd be praying about, tell me in his words to mind my own business, that they belong to him. And
I've that too. But it's hard to just, you know, because there's a part that, well, what am I supposed to do? You know, just like you. I mean, you have to drive back and your horses and your cattle. You can't just let it go.
No,
right?
Things like that. Things like that. I think a lot of times, things like this sometimes may have to do more with like prayers we have for other people, things we've got going on there, things we're trying to figure out. You know, I mean, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Things like that. You know, I have to go back and forth and tend to our cattle. We own them and we're responsible for them.
Right.
But many times when it comes to people, things we're praying about, things we're fretting over, things that are concerning to us, and at times, you know, God will just say, hand it to me and let me tend to this. You know, I don't expect God to go feed my horses and cows for me.
Right.
A lot of things in the lives of people, I've had the Lord, you know, just really tell me, you know what, they're mine. Let me tend to this. So, God's doing good things in you, girl. You know, he's working on you. He's doing good things in you. And I think in the process, you're growing and you're learning and the greater trust of God is developing in you in a wonderful way, in a wonderful way.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to hang in there. I learned a time ago that if you pray for something, you know, you ask God to do something for you. And you could sit and write down a million things, how he could do it.
Mm-hmm.
The way he does it is something you would have never, ever thought of. I mean, it comes out of the, you know, it's not at all. I've seen that so many times,
mm-hmm.
so I don't even try.
Yeah.
Because it truly, his ways are not our ways. And I could, you know, say you wanted to be a millionaire, and you could write down all kinds of ways that you could be a millionaire, right? And what would happen is something you would have never dreamed of.
Yeah. He's an above all you can ask or thank God for sure. And he is never, ever going to let us figure him out. That's never going to happen.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to, really. I'm just trying to survive right now.
Yeah.
And it's hard to know what I'm supposed to do versus what I'm supposed to just ignore. Let go,
mm-hmm.
give to God. I don't know.
He'll show you. I mean, he'll show you. He'll speak to you. Just trust the voice. And I know you do. You're learning. We all are. We're all growing and learning and every day learning more and more how to trust God and how to just be obedient. You know, sometimes he'll say go and do, pursue and overtake and recover all, and other times, you know, he'll tell us to just trust him and, you know, stand still and do the salvation of the Lord. So, well, girl, did you have anything in particular you want to pray about before I move on to the next one?
My health and Beauty's health restored.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
My health and Beauty, my service dog, her health, our health restored.
Oh, okay. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are our restorer. You are the resurrection and the life. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for bringing health, Lord, that by your stripes he was healed, Lord, and even Sharon's pet, Father. Lord, that your word says that a wise man considers his animal, considers his beast. And Lord, that you created these animals for our pleasure. And Lord, because you love them, they're a pleasure to you too, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for just bringing health and restoration, Lord, to them. Lord, bring it to their bodies. Lord, I thank you for just infusing their bodies with the grace of God, with the help of God, with the restoration and healing, Lord. I just plead the blood of Jesus over them both. Lord, by your stripes, they were healed. By your stripes, Sharon was healed. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for just your mercy and your goodness and your grace and your kindness where her pet is concerned, Lord, that Lord, you love to bless us and you care about those things that we care about. So, Lord, we just thank you for our pets, and we thank you, Lord, for those animals and those things that you put in our lives, Lord, that are a blessing to us and that our hearts are so embraced and so loved. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for removing pain, Lord, for removing, Lord, your word even says that you'll renew our youth like an eagle, Lord. So I thank you, Father, for just bringing back, Lord, even the health of our youth. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, Jeannie.
Sure, you're more than welcome.
Be safe. It's that weather.
Love you. Yep, God.
Okay.
Will you be blessed, sweetie, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, one more quick drink. I'm not Randy now. I do drink a lot of water. Okay. 731-334. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Ashley and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Okay. Well, nice to speak with you, Ashley. I don't think I've ever talked to you before. I don't remember ever talking to you. I didn't have your number in my list of numbers. So, well, thank you for calling in. Thank you. Thank you for holding. I appreciate it. So, okay, well, let's just pray for you. Father, I thank you for Ashley, and Father, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the sharp mind that you have given Ashley. Lord, I thank you that you have given her an ability to really comprehend, to really grab hold of things, that she's able to figure things out, Lord, particularly as Ashley is like, I see that you're able to really figure things out when you take your time and you're quiet, when you're quiet in your heart, that when you're emotional, I don't know if you're a person that tends to be emotional or not, that when you're emotional or you let your emotions get a hold of you, that things don't figure out, things don't work out as well. But as you keep your emotions quiet, as you keep your heart settled, that you're actually very, very capable of problem solving and putting things together, that you have an ability to really put your mind to things, and that the Lord just really has really blessed you in that area to figure things out and to put things together. And I don't know if you're in school. I don't know if you're an adult. I don't have a clue on any of that. But I just a sense that the Lord had gave you a really good mind, and He gave you a very strong ability to problem solve, a very strong ability to together and make things work, to make them run. I don't know if that's in like business, if that's in school, but you're actually very gifted in the ability to make things, to put things together, and to make it come out, to make it work right, to make it. To make it add up. So if you're not, whether that's on your job or whatever that is. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for just blessing Ashley. Father, I thank you, Lord, for really teaching her, Lord, how to Lord, how to walk in, Lord, how to walk in quietness before you, Father, how to really, even when things are going on around her that would cause her to want to react, whether it's other people that push our buttons or situations that going on, Lord, that you're really going to show her, Lord, how to, like, turn inward to the Holy Spirit. And Lord, that sometimes that we're just able just to kind of shut everything down, you know, shut everything down on the outside as far as our emotions, as far as things that would go on and to turn in, that God's showing you how to really turn inward to him and inquire of God, and God leading you through situations that would, I don't know, would be volatile, but situations that would be upsetting, or situations that, if, as you turn into the Lord, as you turn in and you inquire of him, and God is like able to bring a peace to you, then God helping you to walk through situations very easily and victoriously, because you're walking with him and you're inquiring of him as you go through it. You know, and that it can be very challenging. We can be in situations that really would cause us just to lose it a little bit, or cause us to want to, anyhow, that would upset us, or bring upset in our lives, or cause us to react in the wrong way in situations. And it doesn't have to be something horrible or anything like that. It can just be something that's like, man, I wish I hadn't said that, or I wish I hadn't reacted like that. And as the Lord shows us how to just, like, tune into him, you know, sometimes we can just step into the bathroom for a minute and say, God, I need direction in this. I need your wisdom in this. And God, bring a peace to our heart and a direction in our lives. You know, show us how to walk through a situation so that it really avoids a lot of confrontation. You know, God will show us how to walk through things, how to, whether it's to confront it or whether it's just to walk through to the other side. You know, we don't, not in every situation do we confront something. You know, sometimes he'll have us to and sometimes we won't. But the Lord helping you to really get to the other side of things and do it in a way that is the easiest, with the least confrontation, with the least turmoil, and bringing you out victorious. And many times, even where others are concerned, that it really keeps the peace. It helps things to flow, you know, and that's actually a part of problem solving too. Problem solving can be school, it can be math, it can be things in business with finances and things like that, but also in relationships, it can also be that God helps us, shows us how to work through situations, how to handle people, how to walk through things with people so that it minimizes the damage, or sometimes avoids damage altogether. This is an odd word, I'll have to say. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Ashley. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for using her. And, Lord, I thank you for working in her, Father, and really maturing this gift, Lord, really maturing this thing that you're working in her. Father, really maturing this ability, Lord, to not only problem solve, but it also spilling over into relationships with people and maybe work relationships with people. Father, your word says, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers. So, Father, I just speak that over Ashley in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. I have to say I don't know that I've ever given that word quite to anybody that I can recall. I hope that it witnessed with your heart in some way.
Yeah, I feel like it spoke to me. I'm probably going to go back and re-listen to it too, because I'm sure I'd benefit from listening to it again, but I definitely felt like it to me. It's funny, you don't know how many times I've just stepped away into another room or into like a bathroom stall just to like be quiet for a minute and settle down. So I just thought that was funny.
Yeah. Sometimes that's the only thing we can do when we're in a situation, is just to get out of it for a moment, you know, to kind of gather ourselves, gather emotions, and talk to the Lord. We just step into the bathroom. So, okay.
Okay, well, was there anything in particular you wanted to pray about, hon?
No, thank you. I just, what you prayed and what you said was perfect. Yeah, I just appreciate your time praying for me, but I know you have other callers. So.
Okay. Well, you have a blessed week, Ashley, and it was good talking to you and praying with you, and hope you have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 954-580. I believe this is Caroline.
Yes, it is. Hello.
Now, do you say Carolyn or Caroline?
Lynn.
Carolyn. Okay. I think I always spell it Caroline, but I'll correct that. Well, how is everything down in your part of the country?
It's great. It's great. Thank you.
Good. That's good. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Carolyn, and Father, I just thank you for the settledness. I just hear settled. Father, I thank you, Lord, for both of you. Carolyn, I'm not sure settled, if that means that it's settled, that something has been settled, or if God is being in like a settled to your heart, but like something is settled. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that it is, Lord, that, and maybe it is in both areas that God has brought has settled your heart in some areas, or if there's a situation around you that has been settled. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for, Lord, how that you bring a finalization to things. Lord, I thank you, Father, Lord, how that you bring even a settledness into our spirits, into our heart, Lord, into a trust, into a place of peace, into a place of rest, Lord. And sometimes, even if things do not go the way that we wanted to, that settledness can be sometimes kind of like a closure, that we say, you know what, this is done, this is, you know, it's done, it's over. And even closure sometimes brings like a settledness to our heart, because we can quit battling with something. We can quit wrestling with things at times, because it's, okay, that's done, that's settled, I'm moving on. You know, and that alone in itself many times brings peace, because you're like, okay, you know, I can move on now. That can be so many different things in our lives. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that Lord, in whatever this pertains to, that settledness, Lord, that even sometimes in the closure, in the saying, okay, this is wrapped up, I think the old cowboy had, he used to put it, said it's saucered and blown. Funny way of saying it, but it just means that it's done, that this is done. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for blessing Carolyn, Lord, for bringing a peace to her heart, Lord, for bringing a settledness to her heart, Lord, things settled in her life, things, answers that she's needed. And, Lord, even though sometimes the answers may not always be exactly what we wanted, that the completion of things, sometimes just things being completed, Lord, that it, within that in itself, that we find rest. We find rest. So, Lord, I thank you for bringing rest to Carolyn. Father, for allowing even her mind at times, Lord, just to kind of let go of some things that maybe concern her or have occupied, have sometimes just occupied our thoughts. Things occupy our thoughts sometimes too much. And I just thank you, Lord, for that settledness and blessing her, Lord, coming in and going out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you. There has been an aspect of my life that the Lord has settled. So I'm so grateful to God for that. Yes.
So
that's
just
confirmation.
Okay, all right. I don't think I've ever, matter of fact, I know I've never given you that word. So
I didn't know what it pertained to or anything like that, but I know having a settled, you know, I know being things being settled or our hearts being settled is a good thing. So that's a good thing from the Lord. Well, was there anything, Carolyn, right quick, that you wanted to pray about, hon?
Yes, thank you. Requesting prayer from my father. He's not in the best of health. Just kindly pray that the Lord will grant him quality life, and especially for his vision and his memory.
Okay. Well, Father, Lord, we just ask a special blessing for Carolyn's father, Lord, that Lord, your word says with long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing clarity to his mind, to his memory, Lord, causing the all of those things in his mind. I don't know if those are neurons or what they say, but all the parts of his mind, Lord, to function as it should. And Lord, I just speak restoration to his body, to his health. Lord, peace to his body. Lord, renewal to his body. Father, that everything that has tried to shut down, everything that has tried to not function as it was created to function, Lord, that you would awaken those parts of his mind, those parts of his brain, those parts of his body, Father, and just bring Lord, just a renewal and a health. Father, even again, Lord, that you said that you would renew our youth like an eagle's. And Father, in the eagle's case, you don't actually make them younger again, but their health as they go through that molting, as they go through that, where they knock their old part of the beak comes off and it comes in new. The feathers come out and they get new feathers. Then they have their youth is renewed. Their health is renewed like they were a young eagle. Even though they may be an old eagle, that in those new feathers, in those new claws, in those new beaks, Lord, that there's a renewal of health. And Father, I just come into agreement with Carolyn, Father, Lord, for a new level of health for her dad, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for doing it. Lord, we thank you for bringing peace to him, peace to all those that love him. And Lord, for just causing all of those things in his body, Lord, to have a new resurgence of health. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too, sweetie. You have a good week.
You too, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. One last caller, and I've got just a few minutes left here. Let's see, 919-995. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from? Okay, I can't hear anybody. I can hear a little bit of static.
Hello?
Hello?
Who am I Cheryl speaking from with? North Carolina.
I'm sorry?
Cheryl from North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Hi, Cheryl. All Hi. Right. Well, I'm glad I was able to connect with you. Thank you for holding and whatnot. Okay, let's pray for you right quick. I've just got a few more minutes left. I guess I've got about 10 minutes, so we ought to be good. Father, I thank you for Cheryl. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the renewal. Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing a fresh hope. Lord, for bringing a fresh hope, for bringing a fresh strength. Lord, and I thank you for bringing fresh vision to Cheryl. Father, I thank you, Lord, that Lord, even as just things in life sometimes can bring a weariness. I mean, my husband and I both, we've encountered that some lately, just physically, you know, and mentally at times we just get a little tired. But, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you are the one that refreshes. Lord, you are the one that, Lord, that just infuses us with new life. You are the one that brings refreshing and strength and energy again, Lord. Lord, even at times when battles have been long, and sometimes even if it's not battles, as things draw out, sometimes just the things that are going on in life can draw out and be kind of long. that quite a bit of noise going there. Let's see. Let me mute you right quick. There. Hopefully you can still hear me, but I was getting enough noise. I needed to mute it. So Father, I thank you, Lord, that even as we're going through things in life and things continue to throw out, Father, that you're able to bring a new hope and a new strength to us, Lord, that new vision that we can once again, Lord, have an excitement and have an expectancy with what's going on in life, Lord, and for the promises that you have given us, Lord, that our hope is renewed in all of the answers and in all of the days that lay ahead, the future, Lord, is just a new, shall I just, like the Lord wanting to bring just like a new excitement, a new expectancy, just like a renewal of excitement about tomorrow, of the things that lay ahead, the things that God has said. So, Father, I thank you for doing that in Jesus' mighty name and just bringing that fresh energy, that fresh vision, that fresh expectancy into Cheryl's life for all the things that you have said and all the things that you have promised. Lord, that your promises are yes and amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello? Did I lose you, Cheryl? 919-995, Cheryl, are you still there? Okay, I guess I lost her. Well, phooey. Okay. Well, I'll just come back to her. Cheryl, if you hear it, I did finish praying for you, so maybe you can go back and replay that layer and get it. Okay. 954-580. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? 954-580. Who am I? Oh, okay. That's Carolyn. Never mind.
This is Carolyn.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I saw I came back to you. Okay. Let me put you back on mute. Okay. Well, let me try Cheryl again. Cheryl, are you still there? Okay, I think I lost the connection. Well, cooey. All right, well, that's all the callers I have tonight. So I'm just about out of time anyhow. So I just speak a blessing over each and every one, and I thank you all for waiting and holding, and may God bless you and just fill your life with the goodness of God. In Jesus' name, amen.